Tannehill County BOE 2023 is back in session. First matter up for today is BOE number 148, Bridges of Faith Community Church. Mr. Davis, are you here for the Bridge of Faith?
Yes, David. Tim Davis, I'm here for Bridge of Faith, and also Jonathan, the pastor is of the church, is here.
Okay, and Tim, to clarify, this is for number 148, 149, and 150?
That's correct.
Okay.
Can I say something? 4-8 and 4-9 are already tax exempt. I'm not sure where we're going on it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 4-9 and 150.
So just 148.
Tim, was there, and maybe you didn't fill these out, is 4-9 and 150, apparently the assessor is indicating that those are both already exempt and there's no question on.
We did the church received notice saying that they were going to be taxed
on 149 and 150.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they were in their process late into the deal. We sent out notices on May 15th.
So. Okay, so 149 and 150, the assessor is saying that are in fact exempt. Is that correct? And the only question here is 148.
Yeah.
Well, we received those little square notices, the small notices, saying they were all taxable. It's possible that after the notices got mailed out, we got the notices here. It's possible that after the notices got mailed out.
Well, what I just told you was we have to mail them out by May 15th. And so we were still in the process of going over all of his exemption paperwork. And so.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm saying is your job is shortened, it looks like to me, because they are, in fact, exempt. And so can we go ahead and just, if it's all right with you, Tim, sustain the exemption in number 149 and 150?
Yes, that's okay. Fine, yes.
I would move that we sustain the exemption, tax exemption for parcels indicated in BOE 149 and 150. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. As to 148, please proceed, Tim.
Yes, the 148, I think involves this square. I've created. I think it involves this square here.
It's the one with the coffee shop. So yeah.
So here's a layout of what's actually. Here's a layout of what's actually in the church property. You've got the church auditorium here,
okay.
Parking lot. You've got the basketball court and kids' play area.
Okay.
The greenhouse, extra parking in these two areas. Within this square, you've got a number of functions. You've got for on-site employees who work at the church in a pastoral role, this building and this building have housing for them, where they're required to be on campus site, and the housing, it's not a market rate. The housing is just available to them.
Sure.
At below market rate, just to make sure they're on site. This middle building is the church office, where the administrative offices for the church are held. This longer building here is where mission teams stay when they come to do work in Rockaway Beach or Marion Woods. It's not like a hotel or a commercial operation, but mission teams can stay in that long building when they come. This is another, this smaller building here is again for a pastoral team member who lives there and is near the site, so they can minister more effectively. It's not leased at a market rate, it's just housing for a pastoral member. This building is a thrift shop, which doesn't sell at market rates. It provides basic kitchen goods and used clothing and so on, so low-income persons can have it. And then this building is in the very corner is the coffee shop. So historically, the only building that in all of this that was taxed was just the corner coffee shop, which is leased to a for-profit, actual for-profit coffee shop, but just this small building in the corner. And my argument is that we're fine with a small building in the corner being taxed, but I don't think it's not accurate to tax the thrift store, the employee housing, the church office, or this building where missions teams can stay.
Are, besides the coffee shop, are all other ones run by church ministry members, or in other words, is the thrift shop owned by a third party, or how is that done?
It is owned by the church.
It's owned by the, it's owned and operated by the church?
Yes.
Okay.
And all income is for the church. Or...
understand. Okay. Tim, do you want me to let the assessor put her position,
sure.
And then is that okay?
Yeah.
What's the assessor's position?
They have quite a large campus. I mean, there's a lot of parcels, and we exempted everything, but that one was questionable. Like I said, with the coffee shop they charge for, with a thrift store that they charge money for, with motel rooms they charge money for.
Sure.
It was a resort. I mean, whatever you believe.
Okay, with respect to the, and I, we had a somewhat similar question with respect to, is it Mercy or was it, it was Mercy, was it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I think that the coffee shop probably clearly, and you're saying that that's taxed on a separate parcel?
Everything's just all lumped together in one parcel ID number.
Okay. So, but I thought you said in the past that that had been the only thing that was taxed.
That's right. In the past, only the coffee shop was taxed, and I'm content with the coffee shop being taxed. I think that's.
But is there a separate parcel for that at this point?
No.
How is it done? Just some sort of small percentage of that?
It would just have to be exempting in each individual structure on there. But the problem is, I guess I'd have to do the land too, and
yeah, you'd almost have to. I mean, it seems like to me you'd have to do a separate tax parcel for it.
Well, it's not a parcel. It's a, you know, when you look at our sheet at the bottom, it says a bunch of structures. We can go in and change each structure to exempt and unexempt the entire parcel, and then also do the land as an exempt. So that would leave only the coffee shop.
Okay.
That seems like a reasonable approach to me.
Okay. How would... I was trying to think of how we would word this for purposes of... if we're not doing that particular... this is a real estate tax appeal exemption.
I guess the only way to say is that only the coffee shop structure is taxable.
Okay.
On that parcel.
That's
interesting. Yeah. Do we have assessed value for just that?
I can look what we got here. Let's see. The coffee shop appears to be, we've got the cost at, $45,800, replacement cost $34,350. I mean, it'd be pretty minimal, but.
Okay. So I guess the motion would be that we grant the exemption for BOE number 148 with the exception of the coffee shop structure.
Right. And like I said, my concern was charging rent on,
right,
on motel rooms, because that was a resort motel.
Sure.
And on the thrift store, so.
Okay, well, based on the testimony today, that's the only thing that is third-party.
That's correct,
right,
yeah.
Correct.
And
so,
I think the Susan's correct that at one time it had the place had been a resort, but then the church bought it. And
so would it be sufficient for your purposes to assess that coffee shop to say that, or that motion be what I just said, to grant the exemption for the parcel in BOE number 148 with the exception of the coffee shop structure.
Right.
Okay. Seconded.
I'll second that.
Motion is seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Congrats. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Mr. Davis, on another note,
yes.
I was going to tell you, I know that you're probably going to be here on some other matters.
Yes, I've got there. 1 o'clock, I think.
At 1 o'clock, having to do with the issue of vacation rental There are two decisions.
Okay.
Which have been made by the State Tax Commission. There's a third, which is RIMI, which you're already familiar with, I believe. But there's one called, it's Valerie Budd, and there were several appeals, but it's 21, let's see, I guess the appeal number, 21-895-30, 31, and 33.
And do you know when those decisions came out?
It was either in December or January, I believe, year. And then they were all those appeals were all together. It's one appeal.
Okay.
And that one sustained what we did. There's another one, which I have not read yet, which is Jeffrey Silverman. It's appeal number 21-89500, which apparently modified or overturned what we did, but I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
But I wanted to disclose those to you. I was told about them. I'm going to read.
Do you know when the Silverman case came?
One was December, and I think one was January. I may be wrong, but you should be able to just Google that, and it'll come up with that particular.
Yeah, they're published on the commission's website.
Right. And there should be one for Frederick.
Is that the?
That one just came out.
That's not the RIMI? Okay, no, Frederick. I have not.
RIMI was not 2019.
It was this year in March is when the decision came down from the State Tax Commission,
RIMMEY.
Yeah, that's right. Susan's correct that the RIMI one was initially began in 2019, but the whole appeal process, which is quite slow,
especially with
slow.
The pandemic.
They've lost almost all the people.
Okay. So. And I don't know if there's another one, Frederick. I haven't seen it yet. So I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to see you. All right. Since we have these scheduled this way, we have a in-person for BOE number 178. We're just going to have to wait on that. Looks like these other ones are all supposed to be in person.
Can I?
Go ahead.
If you want to take all those SMBZs and all the JMSs.
Have you resolved those?
Yes. I put in the notes what happened.
Okay. SMBZ is BOE 162 to 165. And you're saying those appeals have been withdrawn?
Not withdrawn. We just need to change them back. That's Steve Creighton.
Right.
But I wrote down why those went the way they did. You had a note in your...
Okay, So the assessor's office is agreeing to the reductions which they are requesting?
Yeah, they need to go back to what they were, and I've got the amounts for you if you want. All of the JMS are $3,500, and all of the SMBZ are $5,000.
Well, if they're still on the docket, I guess we need to go ahead and make a motion then.
Right, and I put down the cell number for Steve Creighton for you.
Okay.
If you want to just verify it.
And those are in here? I don't see those in the stuff that you sent.
BOE, SMBZ is BOE 162 to 165.
Can you see them in your file, Jerry?
No, I don't see them in here.
They lumped them into one file.
So do we need to make separate motions on those?
Oh, I'm sorry. I do see them.
I think you guys tell us how you prefer. We can make a motion on each one, or we can, since they're all the same values, I was just going to.
If they're not being withdrawn, yes.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I think the assessor's office is agreeing to the lower value, so they are continuing with the appeal. I think that since they're on the docket and they've been appealed, we need a motion.
I agree.
I would call him and verify, tell him the numbers that we're going to go back to what they were on all those.
All right. I don't see a phone number.
Is JMS the same thing?
Yeah.
Now, so you need.
But JMS is not Steve Creighton, right?
It is Steve Creighton.
It is? Both of them are?